Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is a message from your host, Vix Layton. Thank you for enjoying Comedy Arcade with me. It's been an absolute joy to share these Edinburgh Fringe episodes with you, and there's another one on its way. But first, a quick message. Do you think you might want a little bit more of me in your ears? Now, I can't actually hear your answers, but I'm assuming yes. Good news if so. I have just launched a brilliant new podcast called False Economy with my good friend Paul Watson, where we delve into the shopping habits of some of the great and the good of comedy, entertainment, and sports. It's a really, really fun concept, and I really hope you come with me on it. If you are interested, just search False Economy wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vix Layton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Good evening, Edinburgh. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade. Will you please welcome to the stage your host, Vix Layton?
Hello, Sunday evening rebels. How are we doing? You didn't sound sure. There was an inflection at the end there that felt like you were a little bit... You're going to be good. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. What a great way to end it with, you know, this level of audience participation that I'm sure you're already delighted by. Right. Do you know what? I ask it every night and it hurts my feelings, so I'm not going to ask it again. I'm going to assume you've all heard of Comedy Arcade before. Yes, see, perfect. Every night, about four people. It really hurts my feelings. So, yeah, it's good. You've all heard of it. But just in case you've all had a little knock on the head, I'm going to re-explain the rules to you that you all already know. Just in case. But first of all, let me introduce my brilliant second in command. He is the man, the legend, the person I love to bully the most, but that is our love language, Rich Wilson. This is going very well.
Hello. Good to see you. Good to see you. I've just seen each of the lads in the loo. And we all said hello. It's good to see you.
So have you seen the penises of many of the audience, Rich?
I certainly have. Love to see the penises of the audience.
Oh, it started already.
Here we are. Good to see you. It's Sunday night, the Lord's Day. We're going to talk about the penises of the audience. Nice.
Oh, he's stripping.
Hello, mate.
I love that confidence for you, right at the front, stripping off. See, the beauty of people who don't sit at the front and then no one sits at the front, you become the front.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You are the front.
Right. Yes. You'll always be the front in my eyes.
How this is going to work. I've got a bingo ball here full of topics. I'm going to draw them at random. I'm going to put these balls back in before I do that. This is well prepared.
What's that in there?
There's dice in there, Rich. And I'll explain what they're for in a bit.
Explain.
Yeah. So I've got four brilliant guests. They're going to compete with each other to tell their favourite anecdote, story, interpretive dance, song related to the ball. I will score them based on what I like the best. I can be bribed, I can be flirted with, and frequently the person I fancy the most wins. That's how this is going to work.
Right. I've yet to win.
Sometimes you do, but for reasons we're about to discuss.
About to explain. Oh, the paddles.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the paddle people?
So, these are paddles. and these represent separate things. Yeah, it's Sunday. So what we need is three people in the audience to be our paddle people. Put your hands up if you would like to be one of our paddle people. Give me just have a look. Okay. So the two lads there. I think. What colour would you like, sir, with the glasses? Green.
Oh, good choice.
I had a feeling you'd go with green. There you go, mate. What's your name?
Daniel.
Is this Daniel, everybody? Daniel's our green paddle person.
You have got the ultimate power, Daniel. Exciting news for you. That is the fruit machine paddle. That means that somebody could play an absolutely brilliant round. They could smash it. They could have the best anecdotes. They could have done all the moves to NSYNC, I Want You Back. You play Fruit Machine, I will randomise the scores, and Rich Wilson could still win. That is how you work. You can only use it once, so use that power wisely. I believe in you, Daniel. I know you're going to make the right choice.
Right, Nick, who are our paddle people?
Hello.
This is the one that the panellists want the most. If you love a story or just love the panellists, at any point, you can play double points, and they will get double the points. It's not a hard concept to understand. Again, you can only play it once. Use it carefully. It's a one time only. Then it'll explode.
Yes.
And it'll be a separate little show for all of us. But we've got one left.
I do realise we have rock stars actually in the audience. And I'm just some Coldplay at them. I can only apologise to the lads. Now, who would like to be our last paddle person? One person. You had your hand up there first. What's your name?
Jamila.
Lovely to meet you. This is Jamila.
Woo!
There we are,
Jamila. Two male paddle people, one woman. It's just like Mock the Week. Let's do this. Right, so let's bring out Rich, the second house player.
Absolutely.
We have got her on loan from the Chase. She's brilliant, she's funny, and she knows all the facts about everything, including pterodactyls. It is Jenny Ryan, everyone.
That was such an intro because I knew less about pterodactyls than an audience yesterday. Or that 2 days ago.
We thought they were all dinosaurs.
No, you thought they were all dinosaurs.
You're shaking your head. I just thought dinosaurs has covered all the animals from that period. I didn't realise that pterodactyls weren't dinosaurs. Do you know this?
You're like that meme, Rich. Pterodactyls are dinosaurs. Change my mind.
Better than the other one. Hello, greetings, fellow kids.
Yeah, you don't wear your cap backwards anymore.
Not anymore.
How's your day been, Jenny?
It's been interesting. I am highly caffeinated because one of the fellow panelists is that she's a coffeeman. She's a
we're trying to make this a thing where we add mun to the
end
of
it. We're not trying to make it a thing. It's a thing. And she took me to a wonderful coffee shop, I think they're called.
You can't even get the words out. What was it, these coffees?
It was extremely strong caffeine. Many, many caffeines. And I had some chocolate. And I've just had some Skittles. I might have had some cider.
Here we go.
It's better than the other night when we found poppers out the back. That was brilliant. I just found this little bottle. I went, that looks like poppers. Is that poppers? And then I had a big old sniff. And it was poppers.
It was very much
it down. I was tremendously relaxed when I walked out here, let me tell you.
In every way. Let's get another panellist on, for the love of God. We can't talk about loose arseholes already. It's not even...
What a TV show that would be.
That'll be.
Let's change it to that, loose arseholes.
The summer replacement.
Yeah.
I reckon UK TV would take that. Right, let's get another panellist on. He's a Twitch legend. He's a very funny man. It's Bill Azafar.
Woo!
Wherever you like. Well, two chairs. Hey.
Thank you. that's all right.
It's a low-key response there. That's what we need. Bring the energy down to a nice neutral level. We've got Jenny here vibrating.
Yeah. It's too much.
It is, isn't it?
I'm sitting here talking about dilated arseholes. We need something to level it out a little bit. Oh, yeah.
The voice of reason's here, thank God.
We have one panellist left and she's well worth the wait. She is a Canadian? She's a Canadian.
She's a comedian
that's Canadian. Therefore a Canadian. I was right. It's Leslie Ewan Burgess.
Yay! Pointing words all over the place.
A Canadian!
Me, the comedian, and the aforementioned coffeeman. Hi.
We're making it a thing. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting on all the wires.
Oh,
You've got wires.
Stop singing. This is not an audition. They're not letting you in their bands.
I want to join.
You talk too much about Coldplay for that to ever be a possibility.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's what, fourth show on the bounce?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's like a very specific Tourette's for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't help it.
You can't stop talking about Coldplay.
That's what I'm trying to prove.
Is it because we live in a beautiful world? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Why does it sound better when you do it? It just sounds...
It's awesome. The accent. It's very nice.
That's what it is, yeah. And it was all yellow. It's not the sound of it.
Right, I'm going to put these balls in seamlessly. Cover for me, Rich. No one's going to notice.
All right, put your balls in.
I'm going to put my balls in.
Put those balls away.
She's good at that, isn't she?
Well done.
It's not my first time. Right, ready?
Absolutely.
That was a keen one.
Good well God. Done.
It's ball number 46.
Uh-oh.
Not that I don't
not
know.
Not that one.
I would like to hear about the rudest thing someone has ever said to you or you've said to someone.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, she's straight.
Straight in.
All right. So, A few years ago, I was in Soho in London where I live, and I was walking through, and I just got a massive ice cream cone from Ben and Jerry's, and I was walking with it, and I felt really happy about it. But there was just this man walking. I noticed him notice me, and really start to try to get my attention. And I had no time for this. Beautiful summer's day. Just wanted to have my ice cream. Two scoops. Cookie dough and the chocolate brownie one. Very good. Yes. And in a nice waffle cone. They do really nice fresh waffle cones there as well. Anyway.
Miles away.
Oh, I want one now. So I'm walking eating my ice cream and I watch this man notice me and just really try to get my attention. Now, I had my headphones on, but he kept trying to get my attention. And I had no time for this. So eventually, after this has gone for a while, I just turned and went... Fuck off, sir. I know, so rude and so polite all at once. Yeah, but it came out fully formed.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
But then I very much ducked around every possible corner along the way so that he could not find me. I'm very mouthy, but I do not have much to back it. I'm 6'3". I'm very tall, but quite.
You're not imposing.
No. Hi, sunflower dungarees.
Right. So
it's great when he leans forward.
I used to, in the early sort of 2000s, well, for about 10 years, I had the Oasis haircut. I had that older thing, the bit at the back. I had it all for years. And,
you can get your phones out if you just specifically want to look at this on Google.
Yeah. It's on Instagram. No one told me in 10 years it didn't suit me.
It didn't.
I just used to walk around with his hair thinking I was fucking having it. And then the day I got my haircut, everyone went, fucking hell, look at you. And it was just like, I broke the internet with this haircut picture. But I remember being in King's Cross. I can't remember where I've been. I think I've been to see a band at the Scala, wherever it was. And I went into
this.
So cool. But when I'm not doing this, I'm just seeing bands.
Coolman.
So I went into this shop. And I went into this shop, right? And a woman that I'd seen begging for money up the road, I walked past her. I'm a bit of a ledge. Put some money in her hat. No, I'm not an animal, right? She followed me into the shop, right? I'm paying for something. And she just leaned in and went, "Oi, hair!" There you go.
Yeah. So what did she want?
She just shouted that out and then fucked off. Well, she must have been chasing me down the road. I don't even know why.
Well, that is rude. Yeah.
It might have been compliment. She might have been drawing attention to your hair.
Didn't sound complimentary. I've been complimented before. This sounded different.
Had a different tone to it.
There was a
nuance.
Tone.
Yeah.
I mean, because everyone goes, "Oh, nice hair." It was like, "Oi, hair!"
Everything sounds like that in your voice, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I can't make anything sound aggressive.
Right? Nice to see you!
Yeah. Do you want a bit of toast?
Just don't hurt my family.
Yeah.
I think the most sort of aggressive sounding British accent is Ulster, right?
Are you going to give it a go?
Don't say British.
I'm not going to do it.
It's anyone. You're imagining it.
You're imagining someone from Belfast offering you a slice of toast. You're like, oh!
You take it.
You take it. You don't argue.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about Ben and Jerry's. I'm so caffeinated. I was thinking. Oh,
we had one coffee, by the way.
I've walked past a Ben and Jerry's today, and then I realised it was in Denmark last week.
Edinburgh.
What a day you've had.
No, she started in Denmark.
last week, to be fair. I've got a little bit of an issue with names, because when I was a kid, people called me Jennifer, and I'm not Jennifer. I'm just Jenny. And they would call me by my dad's surname, which I don't use. So it's, yeah, I'm double-barreled, actually. Oh, I have both surnames, but I don't have a hyphen.
What is it?
Ryan Hill.
Oh,
that's fancy. Scenic Ryan Hill.
Sounds like a bookies.
It does, it does. And I have to be that on Spotlight, because there is a well-known Scottish actress called Jenny Ryan already, so she's got the name.
What's she in?
She's in there's a kid's show she's in, and she was in River City, so she's mostly in Scottish shows.
So you're looking at this page all the time going, I'm better than this.
Well, now, so when I first started on The Chase, you'd Google me and you'd get loads of pictures of her, and like the IMDb would be hers first. It's mine now.
Yeah,
there we go. And also Google claims I'm an English singer, which
yeah,
this is a powerful choice. So I do have a little bit of a thing about names, and people come up to me and then they kind of realise they don't actually know my name. So they go, oh, hiya, it's you off The Chase. I mean, that's accurate, that's fine.
Yep.
Or they come up and go, hiya, it's the vixen, isn't it? And probably the worst of all is when they go, hello, Anne.
Oh. That is rude. So you've got very different hair.
Thanks.
So is that that can't be the rudest thing you've ever said or had said to you?
No.
I've seen your Twitter. You own those people.
You see my close friend's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the rude things all that nudes. People send me are, yeah, they're sexual things. They're not, like, they're not insults.
You could leak her personal Instagram thing, like Jamie Vardy's and...
Yeah, I think I don't think there's going to be as much investment in the tabloids.
Hello, someone slid into Jenny's DMs again with a dick pic. No? Are you still there? Is this thing on? Oh, they're fun.
I have a kind of more light-hearted one, maybe.
Okay. No, we are open to that.
It's pretty insulting.
Good.
Okay, so when my niece was about, like, 3, and you know, if you have a niece, they talk really quick. It's weird. They're very fun. Like, it's amazing.
Is that all nieces?
Yeah,
just niece things.
Yeah. They are better than nephews, really.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, anyway.
Sorry for any nephews out there.
I just said that and I only have nephews.
Yeah. I was watching TV and she walked into the room with a little hairbrush. She came and, like, sat in my lap and she brushed my hair a little bit and she looked at me and said, you look like a pig. And I went, a pig? And she went, yeah.
She doubled down. Yeah, pig.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she meant like Peppa Pig. But it was still deeply hurtful.
She's known for a luscious mane of hair as well,
we
Peppa Pig.
We haven't spoken for about 5 years.
Brutal and wholesome.
That's a lovely story. You know what? We might be able to put this out as a podcast, because the last couple have been so crude that I've had to redact them. So,
well, speaking of crude, I had this... No, I'm kidding. I do remember I was with an ex-partner, and we'd only just met, and it was the first time that we were sort of like getting down to it. And she just, it was all...
Never say that again.
We were laying down together, and she went...
Were you wearing your pyjamas?
Oh, they don't know about the pyjamas.
Don't bring that one back up. I'm still harrowed
by that. Rich's first sexual experience was in his pyjamas, and he didn't take them off. He just poked his penis through.
I was 15. She was 15 as well. So anyway, yeah, that was so...
See, it's quick to tell people.
Oh, my God, it's funny as fuck. So I'm trying to...
Give you a point for it.
We were both pissed and we were both kind of trying to be sexy. You know how clumsy it is when you're both drunk, you think you're being sexy, but if you were to see yourself, you're like... So she was trying to be all sexy. She's like she just slid down my body trying to be all like... And then, like, undid my jeans, pulled all my belly hair out, because she was just ripping at my belt. And I'm like, oh, God. And then she went like that, and then...
Did you like that?
I was so pissed. And then And I, to be honest, I was like, I don't think anything's going to happen this evening, but this, we'll give it a bash. And then as that, as she went and sort of grabbed my underpants, I went to pull them out, she just went, ugh. And I was like, what do you mean, ugh? Yeah, yeah. And I forgot what I'd done. Because what I'd done, I like to dab my penis when I've had a wee. And I there was paper on the end of it.
So that's not even the rudest thing anyone said to you. That's the rudest noise someone's made.
Yeah.
Genitals. Sure. That's a whole different category. We could go for
like when someone has a shave and they're bleeding.
It was pretty much. There was so much tissue
what
paper.
What an image.
It's like she was like peeling out a banana. Yeah, I was hammered. And I was really worried that, because I was so pissed, I thought I was going to, I got paranoid that I was going to leak. I don't know why.
Did you say she pulled your belly button here?
She ducked because she was trying to pull my belt and she was pissed. Right. So she
I
was
love
pulling
that you're
at the
still
hair.
On that. Like,
that's, I think, crucial.
Yeah. And then,
it doesn't sound like it was deliberate, but I think
it
just didn't sound uninto it.
Clumsy fumbling. And then when she pulled my underpants down and it was met with, basically a rolled up newspaper. Just like,
oh my goodness.
Sorry about that. That's the thing with words, isn't it? It conjures up images. You now have those images in your mind holes. I'm so sorry.
You're welcome. Right. On we go.
Yes, please.
I'd just like to leave space for you to keep sharing. Like, you will fill
these are
silence.
Therapy sessions, yeah. To be honest.
He will incriminate himself eventually.
Right. This is either 6 or 9. It's not clear because of the quality of this machine. So I'm going to have a look at the list.
You've got to have a line underneath.
No? I'm telling you not.
I'm not criticizing your ability to see. I'm saying that's what they should have done.
Well, this is riveting for the audience.
That's impossible.
It's the riddle of the bingo balls. They wouldn't like this down at the retirement home, would they? Like a steward's inquiry. Six or nine.
It'd be controversial. It right. What's the most ridiculous thing that wasn't true you've believed?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, because that's genitalia again.
I don't care. It cannot be worse than what you've just
it's
told
as
us.
As if there's nothing else Rich thinks about.
He's always thinking about Dick.
I love Dick.
I think this is a 28-day coming out story for you, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Every time. I just remember when I was a kid, someone said to me, a grown-up said to me, they were saying some oral things, and they just said, if people were meant to be gay, they would have been born with both sets of genitalia. That's what I was told by a grown-up when I was a kid. Yeah. And it didn't
that
make any
sense.
It didn't make any sense then.
I wasn't even
to double digits. Right? Yeah.
I'm trying to understand.
So, when I was a teenager and my friend Tom came out, we were out drinking and I knew something was up and he goes, I need to talk to you. And I was like, all right. And then we had this chat and he just went, Rich, look, you're my oldest mate and I just want to tell you that I'm gay. I don't know how to tell my dad because his dad was quite, like, not very nice. He says, I want to tell you first. And I was like, that's amazing. You're my friend. I think that's beautiful. And can I have a look? I wanted to see which way around they went.
So, yeah. How old were you at this point?
Then I was 17. Oh, it didn't make any sense.
Okay. Didn't your dad tell you, didn't you think that all gay men were electricians as well?
Oh, no. That was because we'd seen a film and the character in the film was an electrician and he was gay. And so every time we were out, my dad would be kind of like, oh, electrician. Just like properly, like stereotypes. He was just, he's a lovely man, my dad. I'm doing him a grave misjustice here.
It's very funny.
He's
though.
A lovely man. But now, I mean, now he has said to me, he goes, yeah, I did say some pretty shitty things when you were growing up. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Dad.
What film?
Can't remember what it was, like a TV, like Play for Today thing when we were kids. And the main guy, and it was an electrician, and he was gay. And my, yeah, he was like, oh.
Sounds good.
It's a good trade.
It was like, it was what it was like in the 70s and the 80s. It's not right, but it's like, oh, electrician. And it's like, all right, Dad, chill out.
Yeah. Give me any occupation you want, Rich, when you come out. It's going to be fine.
I can't wait.
Jenny?
I've think I've told this story before. I don't know if I have.
Well, tell us again and we'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these people have heard it.
No. yeah, well, you'll start yawning if you get bored.
Someone on new balls you again.
Shh, no. I had some misconceptions about lesbians when I was very small. So if we were on this topic.
We're ready?
It was very progressive. My mum was really upfront and honest. She was very right on, and anything I asked her, she would tell me. And so she got me all the books, you know, from Early Learning Centre, the body book, if anyone had that. No, you're all the incorrect generation. I found it fascinating. And
I had that yellow medical book that everybody had, though, like family medicine book.
Oh, no, we
and
didn't
that,
have that.
And that had boobs and willies in it. I used to look...
Well, to be fair, later on, my mum was doing research for her master's and PhD, and she had a lot of books about sex in later life. So, look, there were diagrams in there. Jeez.
How is it different if they got two sets of genitalia? Do you grow a second set, Rich?
I realise how ridiculous it sounds now. I'm 50 and I get it. I mean, I've seen it. I get it.
So I learned to read when I was very young, and learned to read when I was three. When I was about 3 and a half, my nana took me into town and we went into the public toilets. And later that day, my mum came home from work and she said, oh, have you had a nice day? I said, yeah, mum, I've got a question for you. What's a lesbian? So she was brilliant. She explained, you know, it's that there's you know how, you know, in our family, you've got Nana and Grandad, that's a man and a lady, and they love each other. But sometimes a lady and a lady love each other. It's really nice. And can they have children? Yes, they can have children. Oh, but can they get married? Well, not at the moment. This is 1985. But one day. And at the end of this explanation, I was like, yeah, that sounds actually really nice, Mum. Why do they need help? And she said, what? Yeah, but it sounds like they should be all right. Why do they need help? What do you mean, Jenny? And I said, well, in the toilets, there was a sticker for the lesbian helpline. Oh! Oh! It was very perplexing. She didn't really know how to explain to me. So, yeah, that was my homosexuality confusion as a child. Yeah. Very different from Rich's.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone on and experimented. I've worked it out. I've had a nice time. You know, it's very nice.
Don't we know?
Yeah, but that's another story for another time. Anyway.
Anything?
This is one of those things that I heard myself talking when I was an adult and realized it was a bit of information in my brain that I took in as a child and then realized, like, I was like, no, that doesn't sound right. So I'm Canadian. Hi. lived over here for almost 10 years, but... it remains. it won't go away. So I'm from Ottawa, the capital of Canada. The city fun forgot, as it is well known. You know this, apparently. Do you?
Yeah, I've been to
Ottawa. No one's been to Ottawa. Did you go to... What did you see when you were there?
It was mainly like the Capitol building and the canal that runs along.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of the name. It would be the Rideau Canal. I was like, what is it called? I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've lived there. So actually, this is on this subject. So in Ottawa, we have the Canadian Parliament. And I heard myself in my 20s telling my brother and sister-in-law that the reason the roof of the Canadian Parliament, which doesn't look dissimilar to the English Parliament, the reason the roof is kind of a bit green is because the builders, when they built it, peed on it. Said it out loud and went, oh no, I don't think that's true. Just, you know, there's some facts that there's some information that when you're given it, it just stays in your brain until you have to review it and you go, oh, I've said that out loud, that's very embarrassing, I do not think
I immediately retract this.
Yeah. Never mind. It was my brother and sister-in-law as well, so it's not like they'll still know. They'll still know that I thought that.
Oh yeah, somewhere they're talking about that.
Yeah. They're going to be in Edinburgh later in the month. Maybe they'll bring it up.
Yeah. It's they'll a lot of years. They'll be like, Bill's piss on that.
Yeah.
I used to always believe the kids at school. Do you know how you always, there was always a boy who was like, oh, I've got Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you, I've not heard of that. How do you have it? And you go over to his finally and he's like, oh, no, my cousin
Yeah.
Why do they exist? Do they still exist now?
Well, those fellas.
Those kids.
Bullshit.
Those kids. Yeah, yeah, cool.
They still very much. Bilal, yeah. Why does anyone exist?
There was a comedian.
It's a bit existential for day 11 of Fringe. Oh,
there was my vibe from day one, Vix.
There was a comedian that said he was. I don't remember where he said he was, and he bumped into Val Kilmer when Val Kilmer was Batman. Val Kilmer said, "Do you want to come back to the room? I've got the bat suit in my room."
Oh, no.
And he said that Val Kilmer took him back to his hotel and he let him try on the bat suit. What are you on about,
I mean,
mate?
What that's a lie. What a
lunacy.
Ridiculous lie.
Lunacy. That is a grown-up that said that. I get it if it was a kid at school, come around my house, got the bat suit.
those kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, my brother's borrowed it. You what?
Does some of those kids don't grow up?
No.
They are the Billy Bullshitters.
They become comedians.
Yeah. Did you know Rich actually invented the crazy frog?
Yeah, I did. I did. So before it became what it was, my sons in about 2003 showed me this website. They're all jokes and things on this website. And there was a picture of a Formula One car. And then it said at the top, it said, "Watch, look at this picture for 30 seconds without laughing." And then the sound of the Formula One car, you back me up on this, mate, was this. We all laughed, had a good time. And I went, "That'll make a really good ringtone." And I recorded it on my phone and had it as my ringtone and didn't think anything of it. And the next thing, it's everywhere. It's ringtones. It's a song. It's number one in the charts for 4 years. Someone nicked that off me.
It's a simpler time, wasn't it?
So this is now the most stupid thing you believe to be true.
No, that's all true. I don't know if anyone heard me do it.
He discovered the crazy frog. He was playing in the street in Camden, just busking.
Yeah.
Rich got him the record deal, but he wouldn't see him for dust.
That's
you
it.
Imagine
yeah,
I made
yeah,
him
yeah,
sign
yeah.
something, Rich.
I'm picturing him wearing a...
Sorry. Cannot wait for this film.
I'm just really picturing the crazy frog wearing a flat cap.
No, yeah. Let's have the Oasis haircut. Because that's the era it was in.
All right, our kid. Ding, 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 sunshine.
My brother-in-law told everybody at a party that Paolo Nutini's real name was Paul Nuttings. And he genuinely believed it. I let that
that's
happen as well.
So
I quietly
horrible.
Googled it because I was like, this sounds like bollocks to me. And it was wrong. And I just let him carry on.
That's a good credibility level of a lie.
Let's all spread that lie. Let's see if we can get it to Wikipedia now.
Paul
all of
Nuttings.
You. Paul Nuttings.
Oh, the fellow with the bat suit, he also said... He said, because you could buy an acre of the moon. You could buy on the moon an acre of it or something like that, right? He said that he bought so much of it that they made him the mayor of the moon.
Name and shame this person.
Honestly.
What is wrong with this person?
Speak to comics and they'll tell you who it was and they'll just go, that's mental, that. That's
is
what
he still in comedy?
But, just about. I mean, he's not gigging as much.
He's hilarious.
Oh, there's been a few of them. There was another one years ago that said he'd been out with Kylie Minogue and Princess Diana. Yeah, I can't even remember his bloody name. I just remember
Freddie
being
Mercury.
Sat in a bar with...
Is it Rich Wills?
Craziness. Crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
what a category.
Mm.
Has everyone gone? I've lost sight of why we're doing this.
They're just sitting there going,
look
is this
the last thing?
Yes.
There was too much in that.
It's mad, isn't it? Isn't that mad?
Right. Let's go.
Roll it.
It's ball number 34. I don't know why I'm telling you. It means nothing. just for the fun of it, really. Right. Let's have a look. Your biggest missed opportunity.
Crazy frog.
I set him up, you knock out the park.
Would you want to be the crazy frog guy, though?
Yeah.
What?
Crazy frog's manager.
No one remembers his name.
No. That bloke lives on an island somewhere in the shape of his own head.
Is that what you do if you're rich?
You're fucking like, too right, I
would. That's what you went for.
You wouldn't see me for dust. I'd be gone. Gone.
An island the shape of your head.
Yeah.
Would it have the Oasis haircut?
Yeah.
Hey.
Just the forest bit round the edge.
Little St. Rich's.
Yeah. Bloody right, mate. Yeah, I mean, that bloke's laughing. He mugged everybody off, made all that money.
He's not laughing, he's going ring ding ding ding.
It's like people talk about the Friends Reunited guy. Everyone goes, oh, whatever happened to that? Because that was before social media. And Friends Reunited like blew up. But the producer of my podcast is friends with him. And I'm here to tell you now that the person behind Friends Reunited is completely fine. He managed to sell it just before social media blew up for a fortune. A fucking fortune.
Oh, that person got my job.
Yeah. It's like someone bought MySpace the day that Facebook came out. Yeah. It's like that. He's fine. Don't worry about him.
Well, I was not.
He's got a Ferrari made. He's got a Ferrari made of cocaine. He's got so much money.
I've
got
to say, I've given him no thought whatsoever.
In case you were worried about it.
Great, it's great to know he's well. So
he's fine.
Any interviews you've done? Any jobs you've missed out on?
Oh God, so many. I fucked up for someone else once. An ex of mine was a massive Adele fan and was an Adele impersonator.
Wonder who it could be.
And then, don't Google it. And then...
No one needs to fucking Google it.
Anyway, this is about something else. So anyway, she'd gone along to this thing and they got a load of Adele impersonators to go to this thing. And she thought it was a bit weird. They were like, they want to take the phone off of her and they were trying to just, they were going like, you don't want any information leaving this room. And they were being really shitty and she kept messaging me and ringing me and she's going, like, this is a bit weird. And I'm going, yeah, just fucking leave then. Just leave. It's weird. Just leave. She's like, I'm going to leave. This is shit. Yeah, you should leave. Anyway, about 3 months later, there was a program on the TV with Graham Norton and a load of Adele impersonators. And Adele was in the room impersonating herself, but no one knew she was there. Yeah, and I told my ex-partner to fuck off.
Just leave it, mate.
Just, yeah. Yeah, I just remember with the TV on, she's like that.
I wouldn't have wanted to be in that room when you're watching that. Hang on, that looks like...
So I fucked that up.
Can't believe that didn't last. Anyone else?
biggest missed option.
Yeah. Saying no to this.
I could have played for Arsenal, but I didn't really play football. I played cricket. I like playing cricket. But if I tried football, I could have played for Arsenal.
Right. So this is just a viewpoint you've got. Is this no, like no, me thinking? This is like thinking I could win the X Factor. Is this like?
No. Yeah, I could have, but I didn't.
Well, you all could have, technically, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
All of us.
So what you're saying is that you think you just could have.
Yeah.
You just could have.
I was watching yesterday and I was like,
I could do that.
I could have done that.
If you'd applied yourself.
Yeah.
Sitting in the Batman suit. Val Kilmer gave him.
Yeah.
Well, that is a missed opportunity.
To be honest, I don't dwell on things like that. On real missed opportunities. Because, come on, you know, loads of things. There's loads of opportunities. Some things come off, some don't. Whatever.
Someone did say to me once, what's for you won't go by you.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, she got hit by a bus.
You can't be like, oh, I should have done this thing in Edinburgh 2017 and then I could have been on Channel 4. You know, those people are too much.
Rich told you that in confidence backstage.
Yeah, I was on a show which was a competition to find the next member of the Eggheads. Two series of that.
Oh, shut up and take a breath. I got,
got to the semi-finals both times.
Oh.
Obviously it didn't win, but if I had won, I wouldn't have... I'll be honest, a much better paid job on ITV.
But Egghead, the Chase is better.
I know, but the Chase wasn't a thing then.
Oh, Eggheads is annoying. They're like, I'll just answer a question, but they're like, well, it could be A, but then I don't know. And they go on.
Yeah.
And CJ might have murdered a man.
He did.
Well, this is going to have to be bleeped.
He said it himself.
I was there.
It's
I was there. Yeah, he killed
me. Were you the person? Not the canal. Were you the person who pushed into the canal?
No, I pushed the guy, and then I got away with, I had an alibi.
What's this?
CJ from Eggheads, we killed a guy.
Together.
He did, do you know?
No.
He,
He wrote a story. Well, he in his autobiography talks about being he was homeless in Amsterdam, and he was getting mugged by a guy. And the line in the book was, "I punched him and he fell into the canal, and for all I know, he might be dead."
Right.
But so that was like, oh, that's a little bit controversial. And then he gave an interview to the Mirror where he was like, "Yeah, I probably did kill him, you know." And then he got arrested at the airport.
Everyone was like, "CJ, you Netherlands can't police. Kill a man."
Yeah. Can't just kill a man. That's how it. All that knowledge, and he didn't know that.
So it's good that you didn't have to be near CJ, you know.
I mean, that wasn't my main concern.
He might have killed you.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Ever killed a man?
Not to my knowledge.
You missed an opportunity to kill a man.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. All the time.
All the time.
Which man would you kill if you had the opportunity? A man. Which man?
I don't.
That's not on the sheet. No. But maybe tomorrow.
I'm extrapolating.
Anyone in the audience? If you could kill anyone, who would you kill?
Keep it. We'll keep it between us.
Mm-hmm. What have you got? That's what was it?
Missed opportunities.
So I genuinely. I mean, not that I haven't missed shitloads of opportunities. Been a massive self-saboteur till this point, but I'm getting better.
Yay.
But woo. I genuinely can't think of anything. So if anyone has new balls, if you played it, thank you.
Hey. Oh,
wow, self new baller.
Strategic new balls.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, let's see what we've got next.
Let's go.
Roll it. 68 or 89. I don't have 89 categories, so I don't know how that one got in there, but. Right. Failed flirting efforts. All of them.
Oh.
What was that? That was the noise the lady made about Rich's penis.
Should have had that as my ringtone.
We're just referencing a show we've seen at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Zack Zucker's show is a really, really good by
It's
the way.
Great. Yeah. I tried to convince Vix to go again earlier.
I will go again, just not today.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rich.
Good, because it's too late now.
Good point, well made.
Failed flirting techniques from Rich Wilson.
These are all so successful, even when he was 15 in his pyjamas and his dressing gown.
Like, never look back after that. Never look back after
like
that.
Like Cary Grant.
Yeah. Swan around me, not banging at me, pyjamas. Like a seedy Terry Thomas. Hello.
Who's Terry Thomas?
What?
I get the reference.
Thank you.
Three people in this room got the reference. Yeah,
these young faces. Oh God, I'm so old.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's an early play of the fruit machine.
Oh, fruit machine.
Shuffle the scores.
Yeah. Oh, exciting. Right, you've got to roll this dice. Don't tell the audience. Just show it to me. Because I realise that everybody knows who's going to win when we announce the scores like that. Oh.
This is so tense. That is such an early play. I still think there's going to be a point where somebody plays, well, all the cards are played in the first round.
Well, you have to go together.
Oh, it's all right. Well,
they can't stand the tension.
I'm really bad at lip reading, so I was just like, okay, goodbye forever.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's all right. We'll wait.
Isn't it funny?
We're not got another show to do after this.
When women go to the toilet together, everyone goes, oh, yeah, they're going to the toilet together. When it's fellas, they go, Charlie.
Well, yeah, because they're doing a little bit of march out of there and like, hey.
No, they go out, they go, just kind of, and then they come back in like big eyes. Allegedly. Anyway, so.
Failed flirting techniques. Bring it back.
I haven't really got any.
Yes, you have.
No.
He's eternally successful.
No one here believes you.
I've never failed. All right, silence. Look at that. I have failed many as well. There hasn't been anything of any sort of note. Because I've only ever met. There was a woman at a school disco. There was a lady, and I was stood at the side. It was the last song of the school disco, and it was always True by Spandau Ballet.
Oh, nice.
So every time I hear that, it's just so it triggers. Because I was stood on my own while everyone else was like snogging and everything.
Oh, love your response.
And then all of a sudden, one of the top girls in the girls' school, Lisa King. She was one of the cool kids, and she came flying up, and she just shoved her tongue in my mouth, like she was trying to wash my brain. It was just like, ah, oh my God. And the pressure as well. She was like trying to suck the back of my head through my mouth. It was incredible.
What?
And then her and I, like, we met up, we went out, and we went to the Wimpy.
Euphemism.
Well, they had knives and forks, so it was like cool. And then we were sat having a burger and chips, and then she said, I think my mate would really like you. And that was on our date.
Did she?
No. We walked around this park for an hour not speaking to each other. It was brutal.
Neither of you backing down.
We just didn't know what else to do. We were both so crippled with shyness and jazz. And then it was a fucking mess.
Oh dear.
So not really anything of any kind of, like, it's not funny, it's just tragic.
It's a story of failure, so you are sticking to the category.
That's really what I'm looking for. They're more suggestions than categories.
Yeah, but they used to, when I was young, they used to have flirting tips in the teenage girl magazines.
Oh, okay.
Just 17 and everything. And they were all shit.
Wash your hands and things like that.
Wash your hands.
Well, we can tell a little bit.
Not
that,
back in
we?
The 90s. Yeah. That was
smash hits, wasn't it? Smash hits. Wash your hands, comb your hands.
No, there was a lot of chat about maintaining eye contact, and I creeped a lot of people out.
Choose someone. People, let's do it now.
Just staring, really them, don't just like staring it. Them down.
Keep your eyes wide. But you're not aroused. there you go. We sort of developed our own flirting techniques in our weird friendship group, one of which I remember was sucking each other's thumbs. So I hope people wash their hands first.
Oh God.
Is that what ever like evolved into women kissing in pubs and men's entertainment? Is that like the early
we didn't know about that then. No. We didn't know about that. But we were too young and innocent.
Yeah, I used to do that with my friend Jodie. It turned out I was bisexual. I was like,
sucking her thumb.
It's for fun. It's for fun. We just kiss for fun. It's like, yeah, so there we go.
It's a very randy podcast, isn't it?
It is. Sometimes that's just the vibe, not always.
It's just thirsty late night nonsense.
Yeah.
Can we change the title of the podcast?
Thirsty late night nonsense. What about you?
Accurate, right?
I'm just really, 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 really bad at flirting. Like, I don't have any clue how to do it. And so I had one time.
Fuck you, sir.
I just flash peace signs at people a lot too.
I think it would work though. Someone would be very into that.
Yeah. But I just didn't want that guy to be into it because I hated him instantly. I'm also quite misanthropic. Anyway, so I one time I was back home for some friend's wedding. And there was this friend of mine who I developed a massive, massive, massive crush on right before I moved away from Canada, because that's convenient. And I didn't know what to do about it at the time. One time we got quite cuddly with each other, but I just was like, ah! And then nothing else happened. And so I saw this friend at this wedding. And so I just figured if I just stood very near him the entire time, something might, there was an open bar. Anyway.
How near?
Really, maintaining physical contact at all times.
That's very near.
So near. Anyway, didn't work out. He has a secret baby now. Not secret.
How is it a secret?
He hasn't posted about it on social media, so I found out from some other friends. So secret to me.
Baby.
But not anymore.
Secret baby.
Yeah. But just, I think he just doesn't post on social media much.
Have you really
still.
Had a baby if it doesn't have its own Instagram account?
If a baby falls in the woods.
Or you can be the kind of person that puts like a smiley face over their actual face.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's like, don't post a picture at all. It's like, oh, here's my daughter, but I don't want to show you her face because social media. It's like, don't put it up there. I'm not liking that.
So I was on a Zoom call with some friends over one of the lockdowns, and we're sharing stories about this friend of ours, Ryan, who I had a crush on. And how he used to always just somehow pull a slice of pizza and a plate out of his pocket at music festivals. And they're like, yeah, he has a kid now.
Wow.
And, like, and that's how he feeds it.
Eat up.
Pocket pizza.
Wow.
I mean, no, that's actually how he got the kid in the first place.
Put your hands in my pocket, it's pizza.
That is a failed flirting technique.
Well, it seemed to have worked out for him.
It only works once, all right? The second time I knew.
I don't have anything good for this. What do I do if I have nothing good for this?
I've been wondering that this whole time.
Well, someone else.
The good news is the game's pretty much finished.
Well, that's... You can't end it like that. That's...
You've no commented.
I've just no
you've
comment, and that's it.
Does not want to incriminate himself.
I'll try and think of. I mean, it's not quite. No, because I don't like Rich was saying. It's like I don't know if it's that, but like I remember I went on like a date a while ago where she was like really really rich, really like talked down. It was really strange, and she even like. I remember she asked like what I wanted to do. I said I wanted to like eventually like direct a film or something, and she said, "Well, if you want to do something like Fast and Furious, that's going to cost a lot of money."
Wow. Yeah, well, I know. Not wrong.
Thanks.
No, but I was
accurate.
And then I offered to pay for like 2 coffees, and I was like, "Please God, please. I thought my card was going to." Yeah, but then I didn't see her again. I mean, it was a horrible experience.
Well, I'm glad we revisited it with you tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. Actually, my partner's got 2 friends of hers got together separately. They met at a pub, and then they got together. And then they went. They got together, and then they went off. And they went off. They went and had. They went to have sex.
Instead of Winona White, right away with them.
And then he. And then I found out this afterwards. They were dry humping and things like that. And then he said, "Oh my god, oh my god, I'm about to come." And she said, "I don't know how you're not in me." And he was in
That's
the crease.
No obstacle
he was
for
in
men.
The crease of her hip. And he thought he was in there.
Still counts.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, he's here at the festival actually. I'll introduce him.
Please do.
Then right. we just heard about it. We're like, oh yeah, did she crease up, mate? Did she crease up? It was childish. It was childish. But yeah, so that was clumsy.
Good for him.
Yeah, what a guy. He got his.
Bless him.
Right,
life finds a way.
Nature finds a way.
Jenny, you were the winner.
Hey!
This has been the Comedy Arcade. It is now Monday morning. We hope this was a strong, smutty start to a brilliant week for you. We'll be over there with our flyers. Please take them for our egos. This has been Comedy Arcade. You're now free to go.
Thanks, everybody, for coming to Thirsty Late Night Nonsense. If you'd like to, if you like more episodes of this, there are 50 plus, all on the old feed of the Comedy Arcade. And now to play us out, a little bit of Paul Nuttings.
Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can, and subscribe, and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh, and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is, it's only 15 minutes.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.